Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be alway acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So when I was about 9 years old, my grade school teacher, Mrs. Sakinga, surprised us one afternoon with huge chunks of cardboard about the size of cereal boxes and little piles of multicolored yarn erupting in little miniature volcanoes on each of our desks. Take out your scissors and follow along. So we get out our little scissors. We begin to follow along as Mrs. Sakinga holds up her chunk of cardboard and she begins to cut notches every inch or so, or maybe every half inch on one side and then directly across on the other side, the same thing. And then she takes a bright red piece of yarn, knots it on one end, hooks it into a notch, and begins to wrap that yarn around through each of the notches so that at the very end, when she ties it off and hooks it in the last notch, she's got these red parallel lines on the front and then a sort of zigzag pattern on the back. And she holds up the piece of cardboard. She says, "This is going to be our loom, and we are going to weave coasters for your parents." So she again admonishes each of us, looking over her glasses, "Everybody, watch carefully." She takes out an orange string of yarn and she begins to weave it between the parallel red lines. Under, over, under, over, under, over, now back, under, over, under, under, over, you know, and on and so forth. Back and forth, across. Slowly the accumulating lines of yarn begin to weave a bright orange fabric. And when the orange string runs out, Mrs. Sakinga ties a blue string to its end and continues weaving. Under, over, under, over, under, over, back, under, over, and so forth. And when the blue string runs out, it's the yellow string's turn, and so on, until she gets to the very end of the cereal box-sized piece of cardboard, at which point she cuts the edges of the red strings, ties them off, or the one red string, I should say, that goes through it all, ties it off, and then holds up this multicolored sort of square of yarn. "Look, a coaster for your parents. Now do it." So we do. Under, over, under, over, and so forth, back and forth, weaving together little bits of yarn into multicolored coasters for mom and dad. Well, sisters and brothers, on this evening of All Saints, we reflect that sometimes there are moments in our lives where we feel like individual strands of orange, blue, and yellow yarn. And this is especially true when those whom we love, those who were close to us in that little miniature eruption of a yarn pile on a desk, pass away. One minute our lives are tangled together in that little miniature volcano. We smile together over the breakfast table. We play Monopoly together and we get angry over paper money. We share a quiet moment together, lost in our thoughts. We laugh at each other's dad jokes over a Zoom call. But then it seems like the teacher's hand descends, goes into the yarn pile, and pulls us apart. Takes one of us away. God seems to unwind them from our lives. Death comes between us. And this year, 2023, we have had 8 funerals in this church. 8 times where it could feel a little lonely. One after another, people that we have long known passing away, being pulled out of the yarn pile, and we feel like we're left all alone. We feel disconnected from those we have loved, cut off even. God has pulled them out of our lives. But the truth is that the triune God is at work. He holds up his cardboard loom. His scissors clip notches in each side of the box, or I should say what's left of a cardboard box. His hand loops the singular red yarn string of the life of Jesus Christ again and again through the whole thing until it's parallel red lines on one side and the zigzag pattern on the back. And in our baptisms, our Heavenly Father picks us out each of the pile, untangles us, and begins to thread us, weave us into that loom. Under, over, under, over, under, over, back, under, over, under, over, under, over, back, again and again. God weaving our lives around the red lines of Jesus' death, life, of course, and resurrection. God makes us a single stripe of color in the overall pattern of his design. A single stripe, though, that is never alone. You see, once he gets done with the end of our life, he ties on another piece of yarn and begins to keep weaving. We go from orange to blue to yellow and so forth, all the way to the end of the loom, God weaving us together. And the result is that God weaves us not only then around Christ together, but God weaves us into one another in life and in death. You see, at baptism, God ties us together in his grand project, a coaster, multicolored. He weaves us into that single body of Christ, living and dead, those who have begun their baptismal lives here on earth and those who have entered into the tomb of their baptismal lives in the hereafter. And so our lives sit side by side on the loom. Abraham and Moses were beside, and then Peter and Paul and Mimi and Pop. We are one communion and fellowship, one in the mystical body of Christ. God is not the God of the dead, says Jesus, but of the living. And the Father weaves us all together in Christ by the Holy Spirit. The truth is then that the dead are with us in Christ. Nothing separates them from us, or I should say nothing separates them and nothing separates us from the love of Jesus. And so we are together in that love, in and around that red line of yarn, pulling us all together. Jesus holds us together across space and time, life and death, in what we call the communion of the saints, the kinonia, the fellowship of the holy ones. And in our epistle reading this evening, the divine teacher holds up his handiwork. Look, a coaster, a multicolored coaster. You see, on the Lord's Day, the Holy Spirit enables St. John to see past the apparent separation of human lives at death, the pulling apart of the yarn and the little eruptions of yarn piles on the desk, to the colorful reality of string after string woven together around Jesus Christ. As we chant the prayers here this evening and shout the amens, our past loved ones chant the prayers and shout the amens right beside us in heaven. Together we worship before the throne, before the one who sits on the throne, and before the Lamb who was slain. Together we are a single yarn tapestry, a multicolored coaster. After this I looked, says St. John, and behold, a great multitude, which no man could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood round the throne and round the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." When our family and friends pass, They are not single strands jerked out of a pile and separated from us forever. Or even, in a sense, separated from us in intimacy and in a strange way in terms of nearness. No, they live with us and beside us in Jesus Christ. God unites us to them. Jesus, again, is the single red line of yarn holding us all together. Our collect this evening bears witness to this reality. In it, we rejoice in how God has, quote, knit together his elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of his Son, Christ our Lord. And this is why we pray like we do every Eucharist service. And I've been told that there are Anglicans occasionally who get a little nervous about this section of the prayer book, but where we pray, and we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and spirit service, and to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. We pray with them and for them because we are all woven together in Christ in this moment, on earth as it is in heaven. We beg God to weave them deeper and deeper into the life of Christ, just as St. Paul prayed that God would weave his friend Onesimophorus deeper and deeper into Christ after his death. May the Lord have mercy on him on that day. Remember what he did for me, O Lord. We pray with them and for them. And so they, as those who surround us, as Hebrews says, those who look down as we run the race set before us and cheer us on, they too pray with us and for us. And if we come from a more Baptist or Presbyterian background, we can get a little anxious about that. Are we trying to get the saints to make Jesus to like us? No. Jesus binds us to the saints. The saints never bind us to Jesus. He is the one who keeps the whole family together. Jesus holds us, living and dead, together in life. One multicolored little coaster, God's grand work on the loom of the universe. God is at work. Even when those we love have passed on, they are still with us in Christ. And so sometimes when people ask me, is it okay? Can I talk to my mother who's passed away? Can I ask her to pray for me? Can I tell her I love her? Yes! Not because she's going to somehow make Jesus love you more, but because Jesus loves you both so much that you are together in him. You are part of the same woven bit of yarn, looped and tied together, side by side with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the like. And that's what it means to celebrate All Saints. We have been woven together, all the people of God, those on earth and those in heaven. And so in Christ, we are never truly parted from them. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.